Sachem Mashiach Paradal Mishnah Beit Misha Yoidu Alob Shom. Afilu Abba Tuma Eino Bechiyuta. Somebody who went out in the rain and he got rained on, even if the person is Tame, he's an Abba Tuma. The water that rained on him and subsequently ended up on food would not be Bechiyuta, it would not be Machshir the food to be Makabo Tuma. And that water is Lo Nichle, he did not want to be rained on. So even though he is Tame, the water that rained on him would not become Tame, as the halacha is. That rainwater can only become Tame if it's Nichle, if he wanted the water. But in this case, he didn't want to be rained on, so the water, not only would it not be Machshir, the food that it subsequently dripped on, but the water would not become Tame at all, even though he is Tame, the water that rained on him would not be Tame. Ve'im Nier B'chiyuta. But if he shakes off the water that rained on him, and that water ends up on Paris, in such a case, the Paris would be B'chiyuta, and the Paris would not only be Mukhshir to be Makabo Tumah, but would become Tame. As the water that rained on him becomes Tame, since he shook off the water, that's considered Nichele, that he wanted that water, and he touched the water with his hand in order to shake it off, and since he wanted to shake off the water, and he wanted to touch the water, so the water becomes Tame. So when that water subsequently drips on the Paris would not only be mukhshir, it would not only be susceptible to become Tame, but it would become Tame, as the water is Tame, since he is an Abba Tuma, he is Metame the water, and that water that ended up on Paris would be Metame the Paris. Amat Tachazatino, Lahakir, Oli Duas. If somebody stands underneath the drain pipe so that the water from the drain pipe would run onto him as he wants to cool himself off, or he wants to wash himself off, he is dirty, so he stands underneath the drain pipe to wash himself off. By Tamei Tamein, Uba Tahar Bechiyutam. If the person who stands underneath the drain pipe is Tamei, the water that drips on him would become Tamei. If he is Mitamei the water, since he wants the water to drip on him, that water becomes Tamei, and if that water subsequently runs onto Peros, the Peros would become Tamei from the water. It would not only be susceptible to become Tamei, but would actually become Tame, as the water would be Metame the food. But if the person who stands underneath the drain pipe is Tahar, the water that drips on him and subsequently ends up on food would be Bechiyutan, it would be Machshir the food. The food would be susceptible to become Tame. And that water is considered Nichle, he wanted that water to drip on him. So that water would be Machshir the food, and the food would be susceptible to become Tame. But the food wouldn't actually become Tame, it would only be susceptible to become Tame. And the water is not Tame, the person who stood underneath the drain pipe is Tahar. So it's not Metame the water, but since he wants that water that subsequently ends up in Peros would be Machshir the Peros, and the Peros would be Mukhshir to be Makabotim. Sacha Machshir, Perek Dalad Mishnah Gimah, Kaifa Ka'ara Ala Koso, Bishvil Shetudach, Harezeh Bechiyuta. Somebody who turned over a plate on top of a wall in order to wash off the plate as it's raining outside, and he put the plate on a wall in order that the plate would be washed off by the rain. The water that ends up on the plate is Bechiyutan. If that water on the plate ends up dripping onto Peres, those Peres would be Moshe, would be susceptible to become Tamei. As he wanted that water on the plate, as he wanted the plate to be washed off, so therefore since he wanted that water would fall into the food, would be Machshir the food, and cause the food to be susceptible to become Tamei. In Bishvil Shelo Yoka HaKosel, Einan Bechiyutan. But if the reason he put the plate on the wall is so that the rainwater would not go on the wall, would hit the plate instead. The water on that plate, if it would subsequently drip on the Peres, would not be Bechiyutan, would not be Machshir the Peres, as he didn't want the water on the plate. Even though he put the plate on the water so that the rain would go on the plate, not on the wall, but he didn't really want the water at all. He just wanted to protect the wall, so he put the plate on the wall. So it's Lo Nichle in the water. He didn't want the water on the plate, and since he didn't want the water on the plate, if that water ends up on Peros, the Peros would not be Mukhshir, would not be susceptible to become Tamei.